Welcome back to Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Family is tough sometimes. On this episode, Bob and I talk about his recent trip to the Boston area to help take care of his dad, who was recovering from an injury. It was not an easy trip on a lot of levels, but Bob, being who he is, used it as a learning experience, after losing his temper a little bit. Enjoy.
I got him loaded up with wheelchairs, walkers, commodes, transition boards so he can slide his butt from one surface to another. He had every geriatric tool that you can imagine, all kinds of braces. And when I left him in the care of my sister, he was pretty much self-sufficient. Mm-hmm. He could do everything for himself. And I was glad for that, but didn't change the fact that I kind of unleashed on him and had a conversation he wasn't ready for. And that was the weirdest part of the whole thing.
So at the end, when you have that conversation, and I'm just trying to put myself in his shoes, like, you are surprised, or he was surprised, that there could be any resentment, that there could be any feedback that was negative, that he could have done anything wrong?
Well, that would be delusional if he considered that for me. I am the one of his six children who tells him the whole truth. And sometimes I wait too long to tell him that whole truth, and it comes out a little passive aggressive.
Yeah.
And this was pretty aggressive. But that's the bottom line. I mean, he's heard a number of times my comments about this issue that I have. And the issue that I have is completely about self-focus. Self-focus, not thinking about other people and being so short-sighted. And ultimately, he fell and broke his leg, ended up in a nursing home for 2 months where everyone had to circle up and take care of him. We had to reorganize our lives to get him out of that place and to get him self-sufficient in his life. And, you know, his refusal to take on some basic security measures to avoid us having to do that in the future says something about it. You know, he wants the world built around himself. And so in the end, I gave him all I had to give in about a week's time. And then I felt like I realized I was feeding into something that couldn't be filled.
Yeah.
And I got mad about it. I got really mad about it. And I said things that I regretted.
Was there also a lack of gratitude?
There was surface gratitude. There always is with my dad. There's always the words, thank you. And there's always words about how he feels and who he is. But it kind of stops there. It stops at the words mostly. And there's all constantly posturing to make sure that his needs are met. He'll put two of us on the same project and not tell us we're both in the same project. And ultimately, it's really just not fair to the people in his life.
Wow.
You know, we have a lifeline for him. We got a lifeline. You push a button and emergency services show up, because if you fall or you hurt yourself, you want to have that available. And he made it clear to me, I'll never push that button. I will call my family first. I'm like, but Dad, your family can't do anything for you. You know, they'll have to call the emergency services.
We'll just get here and then call.
And stress out and then have to call, and you get all that time lost. And he's like, well, I just won't do it. Well, wow. You know, well, what am I working so hard to create this environment? Because you're just going to basically be in trouble again soon. And
is it because in his mind that, you know, your family, you have to take care of him. You're obligated.
Yeah.
He deserves it because of what he's done.
Well, those are a lot of presumptions. And I can tell you this, nobody would have any question about my mother or my grandmother if they were in that situation. Those were human beings who gave so much of themselves that they really earned a circle of caring, loving family members to pick them up no matter what happens, unconditionally.
Yeah.
This one's a little different. This one's been a taker for a really long time, born an only child, and has had caregivers his whole life. And I was the most recent one and intensely caregiving. And so I got a full dose. And basically what I decided is I need to change my view. I have to accept my father for who he is and just make sure that I do what I can to help and support him without allowing him to damage my family
under your skin. Or your family's skin.
Well, and that's just it. It's just, you know, I don't know if you know anybody in your life who's a taker. Well, okay, so you do. And here's the thing, it's hard because when you're a giver and you really want to give, it feels like a perfect match early on. It's like, ah, I get it to give and you're appreciating taking it. And then all of a sudden it gets to the point where I ran out. Now I need a little bit. I need something back. I need something. And if you don't get that, you either have to go find it someplace else or you are go without. And so then you create this economy where you have to go someplace else to supply them with the energy they need. And then I just decided, okay, I did that a lot and I brought a lot of good energy, and people who know me know I bring some good energy to the table. To be able to deplete that and to tick me off to the extent that I would just unleash on you, I mean, it was, and the thing is, I called him this morning after a week of not talking to him, and it felt good not to talk to him, and I apologized for the tone, for the fact that I lost my mind, for the fact that it was unacceptable the way I expressed myself, and that won't happen again. However, I learned enough leading up to that little rant that things are different now, and I'm good. I'm not like resenting or ranting or feeling horrible. I'm just adjusting to this new, All right, you've given enough, and now you can just be comfortable that you're going to take care of business from a different perspective.
I see the one thing that I saw in my family that I think is similar, but maybe a little bit different, and I'm curious if you think so, is somebody needing help, but then resenting the help that they got. And I think it's because of potentially who was helping them. They had some, you know, underlying anger towards that person, or unresolved stuff. So it's very difficult to say thank you to somebody you're mad at, even if that anger is kind of not metaphysical, but emotional, and not like for anything in particular.
Generalized, yeah.
And so I see that a lot, and I'm like, that's the toughest one for me, because it's just like, you should, even if you don't mean it, just be able to show some gratitude. That's all that person wants.
That's
is like acknowledgement of the fact that they helped you.
Yeah.
Instead of getting yelled at.
Hi friends, it's Bob. This was kind of a heavy episode for me. I've grown so used to my conversations with Nick that sometimes it gets more personal than I expect. The trip home shocked my system in more ways than I anticipated, and I learned a lot in the process. About my dad, about myself, and about my amazing brother and sisters who have been holding Dad's life together before and during his rehabilitation. I was reminded once again that life is complicated, but not in a boo-hoo way. I love my dad, and I'll build a bridge back to him because that's who I am. I'll do this with the full knowledge that I can't change who he is, and that may be the greatest lesson of all. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.